Triple E, Triple R, U, N.
Hey everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are in our studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. I'd disappoint Bob if I didn't tell him I'm looking outside and there's bluebird skies out there. It's going to be a great day to get out in your backyard and fire up your grill. We got tailgating season is upon us. Our Lowell Pink Arrows last night put it to Grand Haven a little
bit.
And it was a rainy game, but it was great to be out there, and they're raising tens of thousands of dollars for Gilda's Club, the emotional support and cancer and grief support that they do there. Great organization, and it was just great to see the community come out. I know there's many other schools that are doing similar benefits throughout the season, and that's just great. The Grilling Guys are behind that 100% because the work that Gilda's and many other great organizations do for our community. It's good to see everybody come out. I'm Jop. He's Bob. We're the Grilling Guys. What's cooking, Bob?
Coming at you like a pit bull. Right now, we're going to talk about some tailgating ideas. And there's so many things you can tailgate for. NASCAR's still going on. You got soccer games. You got, of course, high school football, college football. You got the Lions. What else? I mean, it's like perfect time of the year.
It is.
I think you can tailgate at deer camp, too.
Yeah,
fish
well,
camp.
We've proven that. There's no question there.
Especially if you never leave your truck.
Yeah. You got to have a truck to tailgate. Come on, man. That all goes together. But anyway, there's some rules around tailgating, or basically some great ideas that you should be aware of and take into consideration when you're setting up your tailgate. There's a lot of things that a lot of people do, but there's some basic fundamentals that everybody does. Rule number one that I think is you got to dress in your team colors. Don't wimp out and take the neutral ground and not support one or the other team. You're there for a reason. Show your colors. Man up, woman up, get it going, and put your colors on and take your lumps if your team's on the wrong side of the victory sign.
Yeah, just don't, you know, get like overly gay about it or anything. Plan your menu and do prep work a day or two before the game.
You know, I can't stress that one enough, because the problem that you have is that when you want to get to the game, you want to have fun like everybody else. And if you're in charge of the tailgate and you didn't do your work ahead of time, all you're going to be doing is busting your tail, serving everybody else. You're not going to enjoy yourself as much as everybody else did. And, you know, I enjoy that food preparation part, but if you just take 2 or 3 days ahead of time, that gazpacho I broke down in the last segment, if you're a man and you can eat cold soup, then you can make that a couple days ahead and bring a big pot of it with you, and that's a great thing to eat.
I've got a lot of tailgates, and that's a huge item at tailgates.
Gazpacho.
Yeah,
I know.
I see all the
right up there with tofu,
burly guys. Yeah, don't get me going. Make a list. Here's my wife's strength. Make a list of what you want to take along. Jop, you're real good at that too. Make a list.
And it's just not the food. It's the chairs. It's the cleaning supplies. It's the trash bags of all things. I mean, when we get there, and what are you going to do with your cans and all that? How are you going to handle dirty utensils and silverware? All that stuff. It just take a little bit of thought ahead of time, because it's easy if you just got a place to stash that stuff before you go in the game.
Some clean Depends, so you don't have to take that break and run to the men's room.
Okay, whatever floats your boat, Bob.
And
yeah.
Plan on arriving 3 to 4 hours early and stay 1 to 2 hours afterwards, because that's what's going to happen. You want to get there early, because especially if you're setting up a grill,
right,
it's going to take you some time, and you're going to want that food done by the time all your buds show up.
When you're talking about setting up the grill, I think there's one thing that is very much important and worth mentioning, and that is there needs to be a grill master. Somebody needs to be in charge. And I don't care who it is, but you need to determine that before you get there, because if you got too many cooks in the kitchen, things get ruined. Oh, I thought you were watching that, or I was, and it gets overcooked. And there's nothing worse than you got a whole bunch of people standing around and something doesn't turn out on the grill because one person thought the other one was watching over it.
And get there early. Like, usually my wife is the best one to find a spot. If you get there early, you find a good spot. Is that your job, Shasta?
Absolutely. Set up early.
So if you got like the little lady or the girlfriend with you, let her pick the spot because they got radar for that. They can just drive through the lot and just GPS you right into your spot.
Yeah, depending on where you are, if you're going to a high school game, you're probably going to not have any adult beverages with you. You get over to the college campuses, and most of the time you do. Another big point that I feel is important is appoint a beer guy. Make sure that there is a beer guy in every crowd because you don't want one or two beers. You got to have enough. It always packs up and goes home just fine, but it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. I mean, that's a grilling guy rule to live by.
Yeah, and you want to park next to a grassy area so you have that expansion space because otherwise, once all the cars start pinning you in, you're getting crowded out. You're getting doors banging against you and stuff. You know, bring your flag. Hang some flags. You got to let your people find out where you're at. And usually a good idea to tell them what you're going to be flying. It's probably the team colors. And, you know, bring some stuff to just decorate your spot out. Like we're going to be doing the Michigan State game next Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to be over in East Lansing. And yep. The game starts at 8 o'clock, Michigan State, Notre Dame. And we're going to show up at 1 o'clock. So we're taking some of our own advice here.
Yep.
We're going to get there early. We're going to get the grill fired up.
Sleeping by the game time.
I went over to Sobey's Meats yesterday and put in a big order with our friend Tim, the butcher. That we're going to throw down some great food for these guys at this tailgate. But again, it took planning. Bob and I have gone over the menu. We understand what we're cooking. We're going to have about 50, 60 people there. So you know, this is not just a throw together thing. You got to have a little bit of a plan.
And we're going to also bring flat screen TVs.
Yeah, right.
That's
our friends from True Media.
Yeah.
We've got a trailer that we're going to bust out, and they've got this really cool little self-supporting satellite dish that doesn't need to be hooked to any wires or anything. It just needs electricity, and it draws down the satellite from Dish Network. And so you can go anywhere you want in a tailgate and bring your satellite TV with you. Game doesn't start till 8 next Saturday. We're going to be there at 1. We're going to be watching games all afternoon and early evening till we go into the...
Yeah, the thing's just like, like a big hat box or a little pet box or something. I mean, it's got a little handle on top. You set it up, put your cord in. It directs itself. You kind of point it in the right direction, and it zeroes in on the satellite. And then all you need is a flat screen to go with it.
Yeah, and the cool part is that if you have a Dish Network subscription, all you do is bring your little box with you, and you're live. And the thing is, it'll also run more than one station. So it's kind of like...
Really? So you can put a couple TVs on?
Yeah, right. And
nice.
You can tune in different stations
so
as well.
So you can watch the Cartoon Network while you're watching another game.
Right, yeah. Or the Cooking Network, as it may be. Yeah. But
anyway, soap opera.
Pretty cool. We got a great gig going over there for the Spartans and to put a little hurt on our Notre Dame.
Get your food ready and at least an hour and a half before the game. You know, that's why you want to get there early because if you're going to be grilling it, I mean, you don't want that food getting done by the time everybody's leaving.
That's right. Yeah, eat early and eat often. That's my motto. Coming up next, our friend Chaz Thompson, the head brewer from Schmoe's Brewery here in Grand Rapids, is going to be joining us. We're going to be sampling a little bit of Oktoberfest and a couple other brews, and he's going to do a little comparison contrast for us. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. Yeah, here you're coming home, and someday we can take our time to brush the leaves aside.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.